Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you give us understanding and wisdom to apply your Word. Also, Lord, help each of us to continue to turn our hearts towards you. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come together once again. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have the workbook, I will begin on page 30, and we're going to continue in Mark chapter 14. We're going to study verses 53 through 65. And in the observation section, it says, "While Mark did not specify where Jesus was taken after the Garden of Gethsemane, we know from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke that they led him to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest." In this section, we're going to mark every reference to Jesus with a cross, and we're going to also mark every reference to the word testimony or testifying with a capital T. Again, we're looking at verses 53 through 65. "They led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes gathered together." So mark Jesus with the cross. "Peter had followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the officers and warming himself at the fire." So of course, we're going to mark him for Jesus. "Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain testimony against Jesus to put him to death, and they were not finding any." So we're marking the word testimony with a capital T. We're marking Jesus and him, of course, with a cross. "For many were giving false testimony against him, but their testimony was not consistent." We're marking testimony twice in this verse with a capital T. We're marking him for Jesus. "Some stood up and began giving false testimony against him, saying," we're going to mark, of course, testimony, marking him for Jesus. "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" So we're marking him for Jesus. We're marking the word "I" twice here, referring to Jesus. Verse 59, "Not even in this respect was their testimony consistent." So we're going to mark testimony. Verse 60, "The high priest stood up and came forward and questioned Jesus, saying, 'Do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you?'" So we're marking Jesus, marking you, and you again with a cross. And we're marking the word "testifying," of course, with a capital T. Verse 61, "But he kept silent and did not answer." So mark he for Jesus. Again, "The high priest was questioning him," mark him again for Jesus, "and saying to him," mark him for Jesus, "'And you, excuse me, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?'" So we are marking you, referring to, of course, Jesus, and the phrase, Son of the Blessed One, again with the cross. Verse 62, and Jesus said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. So we're marking Jesus, we're marking I, and we're marking the phrase Son of Man with the cross. And the next verse, tearing his clothes, the high priest said, what further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. How does it seem to you? And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. So mark him for Jesus. And the last verse, some began to spit at him, mark him for Jesus, and to blindfold him and to beat him with their fists. So mark him and him, of course, for Jesus. And to say to him, mark him again, prophesy. And the officers received him with slaps in the face. And mark that last him as well for Jesus. Okay, I'm going to reread the passage without interruption. Again, they led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes gathered together. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the officers and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain testimony against Jesus to put him to death, and they were not finding any. For many were giving false testimony against him, but their testimony was not consistent. Some stood up and began to give false testimony against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. Not even in this respect was their testimony consistent. The high priest stood up and came forward and questioned Jesus, saying, do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you? And he kept silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest was questioning him and saying to him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? And Jesus said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Tearing his clothes, the high priest said, what further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. How does it seem to you? And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. Some began to spit at him and to blindfold him and to beat him with their fists and to say to him, prophesy. And the officers received him with slaps in the face. Okay. Before I look at the questions, I do want to read the insight box, which is on page 32 regarding the council. It says here, the council mentioned in Mark 14:55 is the Sanhedrin, from the Greek roots son, or together, and era, meaning seat, comprising 70 members from the Pharisees and Sadducees, plus a high priest, Caiaphas, in Jesus' day. This body was the highest Jewish court for settling religious legal matters. However, it could be overruled by the Romans. John recorded an example of their limited authority when the Jews told Pilate, we are not permitted to put anyone to death. And that's found in John chapter 18, verse 31. Okay. Regarding this passage, we have a number of questions. The first is, let's put ourselves in the broad context of these verses. Where was Jesus? Why was he there? And what was happening? Describe how he was treated. We saw, of course, in verse 54 that he was taken into the courtyard of the high priest by the guards. Of course, we read earlier that he had been seized and taken away. Verse 55, I'll read that. It says, now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain testimony against Jesus to put him to death, and they were not finding any. So we know that they were attempting to have reasons to put him to death. Okay. And again, it says in verse 56, for many were giving false testimony against him, but their testimony was not consistent. They were not being truthful. Okay. We also know that he was beaten, he was spat upon, and he was accused of blasphemy. So he was suffering a great deal. Moving on to the next question, who was gathered together against him? We read in verse 53, there were the high priest, chief priests, elders, and scribes had gathered. We know that the whole council as well, they were present as well. The next point here, it says, locate the house of Caiaphas on the map of Jerusalem near the bottom left, close to the upper room. For those of you who do not have a workbook, you can certainly look at one of your maps, perhaps that's in your Bible or on the internet. But there, I guess you could say Caiaphas' house is very close to the upper room, okay, where, of course, Jesus had, of course, he was with his disciples for the Last Supper. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. It says, look at each place you mark references to testimony. What were the specific testimonies given by those accusing Jesus? Were they valid? Explain your answer. Well, again, looking at verse 58, it says, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. It says here, not even in this respect was their testimony consistent. And also, we saw that same reference to the inconsistencies in verse 56. So again, their testimonies were false and inconsistent. Moving on to the next question, it says here, what did the high priest do in verse 60? What do you think he expected Jesus to do? And I'll read that. It says, the high priest stood up and came forward and questioned Jesus, saying, do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you? So again, he thought that Jesus would try to defend himself. Okay, but we know that Jesus remained silent. So looking at the next verse, and this also leads us to the next question. It says, according to verse 61, how did Jesus respond to the high priest's actions? What did his answer reveal? So again, it says here, but he kept silent and did not answer. So again, here, Jesus wasn't going to respond, of course, to false accusations. Okay. The next question says here, why did the high priest ask Jesus in verse 61? How did Jesus respond? What did the high priest specifically ask Jesus in verse 61, and how did he respond? He asked him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? And we saw the Lord's answer in verse 62. He clearly said, yes, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. The next question says, when Jesus answered by quoting scripture, how did the high priest react? What did he accuse Jesus of? It says again, I'm going right back to the scripture for the answers. It says here that the high priest, he began to tear his clothes, and he said, what further need do we have of witnesses? And he began to accuse Jesus of blasphemy. And it says here, and they all wanted to, of course, at that point, condemn him to death, saying that he was deserving of death. The next question says, the Jews were waiting for the Messiah, the Christ, to come in his kingdom. So what was Jesus telling them? Again, the Jews were waiting for Messiah to come in his kingdom. So what was Jesus telling them? Yes, the Jews were waiting for a Messiah, but they did not accept Jesus as the Messiah. Jesus is telling them that he is the Christ. He is the Son of the Blessed One. Again, when he was asked that question, he says, yes, I am the one. and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the last question is, what was done to Jesus in the house of Caiaphas with the knowledge and permission of the council? And we see this, of course, in verses 64 and 65. It says, they all condemn him to be deserving of death. And they began to spit on him, blindfold him, beat him with their fists. And they began to mock him. Some said to him, prophesy. And the officers, it says here, received him with slaps in the face. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.